Good evening and welcome to this week's meeting of Blues for Use, the club where the only rule is if it sounds like the blues, it surely is the blues. My name is Rob and I'll be your chairman for tonight's meeting. Now we have got a really packed agenda for you tonight, full of some great music. So we'll start with this one. Luther Allison was a blues musician born in Arkansas. He became interested in music as a child, and during the late 1940s he toured in a family gospel group called the Southern Travelers. He moved with his family to Chicago in 1951, where he taught himself guitar and began listening to blues extensively. 3 years later, he dropped out of school and began hanging around outside blues nightclubs with the hopes of being invited to perform. This is Crying for Peace. Bo Diddley supplemented his income as a carpenter and mechanic by playing on street corners with friends. In the summers of 1943 and 1944, he played at the Maxwell Street Market in a band with Earl Hooker. By 1951, he was playing on the street with backing from Roosevelt Jackson on washtub bass and Jody Williams on harmonica. This is Bo Diddley with Cracking Up. Crying Time is a song from 1964, written and originally recorded by the American country music artist Buck Owens. It gained greater success in the country blues version recorded by Ray Charles, which won 2 Grammy Awards in 1967.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder,
fonder,
and that tears are only well, my love for you could never grow no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell time. Now you say you found someone that you love better.
Better.
That's the way it's happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up
tomorrow,
crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, right now, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
That it won't be long before it's crying time.
Dance Away is a song written by Richard Kerr and Troy Seals and was first released in 1980 by Barry Manilow. Elkie Brooks released this version in 1981 on her album Pearls. James Earl Thompson, known professionally as Jimmy Johnson, was a blues musician born in 1928 in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Between 1963 and 1966, he played in the band The Gentrys, along with his brother Sil. He was a much respected Delta blues musician who, in a very long career, played with most of the blues greats until his death at the age of 93. This is Dead or Alive from the 1982 album North and South. John Ned Lee Shines was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1915. He was taught to play the guitar by his mother and spent most of his childhood in Memphis playing slide guitar at an early age in juke joints and on the street. He moved to Hughes, Arkansas in 1932 and worked on farms for 3 years, putting aside his music career. A chance meeting with Robert Johnson, his greatest influence, gave him the inspiration to return to music. In 1935, Shines began travelling with Johnson, touring in the United States and Canada. They parted in 1937, 1 year before Johnson's death. This is Johnny Shines with Delta Pine.
I ain't doing no good. Haven't even got a lousy dime. I ain't doing no good. Haven't even got a lousy dime. Well, I love is way down south, way down in the Delta Pine. Though she stayed out from me from sundown on till daybreak. Though she stayed out from me from sundown until daybreak. That won't have done me wrong, yet wrong for goodness sake. Got me bummed.